Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Steve's book is called Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. You can find that at profitpro.us. I encourage you to check it out and take advantage of the wisdom of Steve. Steve, when I told the audience you were coming, I gave them about a 20-second tutorial on profits and cash flow. And I said, cash flow is what you have in the early days of your business that makes sure you can make payroll, make sure you can keep your doors open. And you don't always focus as much on profits because cash is king. But you've got to get profitable. You got to start making profits. You got to start leaving the profits in the business. And if you do, over time, the profits will take over a lot of the role that cash flow plays in keeping your business alive, because you've kept profits in. You don't have as much debt to pay. It makes everything easier. But the other thing that profits, retained earnings from profits, do is they allow you to adjust when there's a disruption, when your industry or your marketplace or whatever happens, it allows you have the financial strength to flex to meet those disruptions. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim. That the profits indicate an operating surplus of cash, and as you point out, that allows you to grow the business. That allows you to retire debt. It also allows you to change as the world changes, and that's what we've been talking about on this rail trip across the country. I see how much the entire economy of the nation has changed over the last decades, and even it's still going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to have that operating surplus, or you're really not in business. You've got to fix your operating model, your business model, if you're not profitable.
And you're not going to be able to get that from cash flow. You can't afford that. You can't. It's dangerous to be able to take advantage of new opportunities. You can't do it from cash flow, and you might have to borrow money, but you can't borrow money on cash flow record, on your cash flow record. You can only borrow money on your asset record. That's what the banks look at, right? The balance sheet. They want to see how diligent you are in retaining earnings, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, it comes down to that combination of your P&L, your balance sheet, and your cash flow statement. And it's the combination of those three that any lender is going to look at in determining whether or not they're going to give you the capital to continue to grow and prosper.
Right. Well, and as I say, when I said you can't borrow on cash, they're going to want to see what your cash is, because they're going to want to know how you're going to pay them back. But if all you're working off of is cash, then that makes them worry. They want to see that there's some underlying, because they're going to make you sign for that note, and they're going to want all your collateral on that note.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the reality of it. Until you're a major corporation, you're going to be personally guaranteeing
right. Just
about any loan you get.
Last thought, Steve, as we head off to the end of the segment. What are your last suggestions for small business owners to deal with to overcome the things that you saw while you were on your trip?
Well, you have to recognize and realize and accept the fact that the world is changing. And you have to do your own due diligence to see what is happening around you and to you, and be willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't change and adapt and evolve, it's Darwinian, really. Only the strong will survive. Only mm-hmm. those who can adapt to the new change will survive.
Yeah,
and that's the reality of it. So accepting the fact that you have to change is the first step.
You know, so many people are missing. One of the things that I've determined, and I believe, Steve, is that, well, I talked about relevance in the previous segment. Relevance is trumping competitiveness, because today every customer expects you to be competitive, because they think everybody, they expect everybody to be competitive. But what can you do to be more aligned with how they live their life? And that's the relevance thing. I just think that's the key with customers, and that's how you get them to come back, and that's how they give you business that helps you create profits that allows you to sustain your business. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim.
Give us the website again, please, Steve.
It's profitpro.us.
Stephen C. Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay is his book. Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Steve, thanks for 15 great years. Good job. See you next time.
Jim, it's always great to be with you, and thanks for your 15 great years.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.